Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? It's your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Today is our 1500th episode.
Woo! Yeah! And Friday ain't a party without our LA team. What's up, Heidi? How you doing, Frank?
How you doing? I'm wearing my party shirt. Yeah! It's great!
Nice! Well, later on in the show, Gordon Ramsay tells us about his new show. Yes, he's got another one.
Man!
Plus, would you tell your spouse everyone that you've ever slept with?
No.
Yeah, well, one celebrity did just that. But first, J-Lo is revealing the deal breaker for her relationship with A-Rod.
Can I guess? Uh-oh. Can I guess
what,
first?
What do you think?
He eats Kit Kats wrong.
He doesn't break her off a piece of the Kit Kat bar?
He goes all four wafer fingers.
No.
He does a whole thing. I can't do it.
I don't know about her, but that's a deal breaker for me.
Me too.
But anybody who eats Kit Kats that way should be jailed.
Oh, they should be.
Well, J-Lo and A-Rod seem to have a strong relationship, but when it comes to being competitive, she says that could be the deal breaker.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's right. J-Lo says, I'm so competitive in every way. I don't know. It's just something inside of me. I'm competitive. When we work out, I think, I can beat you. I'm not laughing.
Yeah, that's how like she's there in perfect shape, yeah? Girl. Yeah. Competing with a damn baseball player, an athlete.
Is J-Lo saying that if she loses, that's the deal breaker? Like she's competitive.
That's what it sounds
like. So she's a sore loser? Is that what she's saying?
Mm-hmm. Basically, it's going to be a done deal. Now, Jen added that Alex doesn't entertain her delusions, of course.
Good.
And that's probably best because if he beats her, then it's over.
Well, no, see, but the thing is, she wouldn't respect him if he lost, probably, to her. And she wouldn't respect him if she could tell that he was letting her win.
Exactly.
You're A-Rod. It's like, you're J-Lo. You're a powerful woman. You want to be with another powerful man. You don't want to be
right.
with the guy who's like, I never win when I go up against J-Lo. It's like, dry up.
Yeah, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's all fun and games like someone tries to like, mug or attack them and he falls back. You got it.
Right.
You win everything, honey.
I saw enough. You're nice with your hands.
Is there something competitive that you've done with your significant others? What are you competitive, in your own relationships?
I am very competitive with Family Feud. Oh my gosh. Like, especially when they do the marathons. Uh-huh. I want to scream out the answer. I'm right. And like,
Portia, we know. You're competitive with the Dish Nation game.
Okay. Thank you, man. We know.
You're a sore loser. You're competitive. You always say somebody else is cheating when you lose. We know, girl.
Well, you know who else is competitive? Oh. Chris Hemsworth is. Oh. And he's accusing Chris Evans of being a copycat. So as we all know, Chris Hemsworth plays Thor in the Avengers movies, and he is always proud of himself in being the first Avenger with the beard.
Right. Oh.
So when Chris Evans, a.k.a. Captain America, all of a sudden showed up with a beard in Infinity War, he wasn't happy about it.
Of course. Wait, so they're not the same person?
No.
Oh, Portia, that is.
We all look alike.
Racist.
We get beards, we all look alike.
Well, so Hemsworth told Esquire, I would like to say I was the original. If that means anything, Chris Evans certainly, I feel like, copied me quite cheaply.
Oh?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Neither one of them were the first guy in history to have a beard and the first guy in a movie to have a beard.
No, but superheroes having beards. Superheroes usually clean-shaven guys, very clean-cut superheroes.
Batman had a beard. Robin.
No,
Thank you, girl. That's the same lines I was thinking, honey.
Yes, Heidi.
Well, it's time for Flashback Friday. All right, here we go. Russell Crowe paid a visit to the Colosseum in Rome to reflect on his gladiator days, but let's just say that he's not looking very gladiator-like these days.
He must be working on a movie where he needs to be heavier?
Like a Captain Kangaroo biopic?
Or Free Willy, perhaps? He looks like a whole other person.
Mm. Are you sure he's not doing the biopic of the Gorton's Fisherman?
That's the Gorton's Fisherman.
Dad jeans are not doing him any good.
And neither is the overlapping belly like a tucked-in shirt.
But he looks amazing, though. And you know, my thing is, I understand this. Because when you get out of the business, you get tired of having to dress up every day, look a certain way, and he's just being himself.
But Gary, he's still in the business.
Yeah, he's still Russell Crowe. He's an A-lister. The thing is, the way he looks right now is that Hometown Buffet has picked up Russell Crowe as their personal, you know, celebrity endorsement. It's glad he ate here.
I'm glad he ate here. It's 18 years. You have to think. Pull up a picture of yourself from 18 years ago.
But he looks like it's been 100 years.
That was big as a couch 18 years ago.
Actually, I've been working with Heidi for 17 years, so I could probably get a picture of you 18 years ago.
I can get a picture of you 18 years ago, too. Well, then let's go ahead.
Oh, no.
Ooh, 18 years ago, I was a baby. Y'all old.
But you were a fat baby.
Yeah, you babysat me. You're the fat baby.
Okay, y'all, it's time for Ticket or Skip It.
Okay.
Hitting theaters this weekend is Ocean's 8. Now, in this one, Sandra Bullock plays Danny Ocean's sister, Debbie Ocean, and she gathers up a star-studded cast to pull off the heist of the century. Check it out.
In 3.5 weeks, the Met will be hosting its annual ball, and we are going to rob it.
Lucky you.
$16.5 million in each of your bank accounts 5 weeks from now.
That's a lot.
And they've got every inch of this place covered.
This is the most sophisticated security in the world.
How long did it take you to figure all this out?
5 years, 8 months, and 12 days.
Why do you need to do this?
Because it's what I'm good at.
I really want to see this movie really bad, but the trailer didn't pull me in.
Right.
It wasn't like exciting. Of course, it's amazing actresses in it, and I want to see all of them together, but the trailer just, it made me almost want to skip it, but I want to see it because of all of them.
I think it's kind of insulting to women, because when you get a bunch of women together to pull off a big heist, nobody expects women to be able to come together and pull off a big heist.
Which is shocking because women steal from stores.
I disagree. Women are the women. They use women to be upfront to do a lot
of the brains of all y'all
That's true. You are the neck. Okay.
I take that back then. I was going to ask Brat what she's stolen in the past, but I realized the show's only 30 minutes long, so we don't have much time for that.
Oh, my God. Okay, Frank, I'm going to let you have that. I'll come for you later.
Well, also in theaters this weekend is the critically acclaimed documentary about the life and legacy of Mr. Rogers called Won't You Be My Neighbor.
Hello. I've always felt that I didn't need to put on a funny hat or jump through the hoop to have a relationship with a child.
He was always trying to get a message across in every show.
A week on death.
What does assassination mean?
On divorce.
Some people get married, and after a while, they're so unhappy that they don't want to be married anymore.
He was radical. I know everyone says that, but he was radical.
They didn't want black people to come and swim in their swimming pools. My being on the program was a statement for Fred.
And now I can get into this.
Yeah, and the early reviews, you know, painted to be a very, very eye-opening piece that showed Mr. Rogers as a revolutionary who, like, you know, made some big, you know, took some big risks.
Yeah. I can really remember, I was just telling Brett, watching his show, and you would always learn something that was very powerful. It wasn't just, you know, kid topics. It was, like, social issues.
Mm-hmm. But who, let me ask you, who picked out the music for this documentary? It sounds like a horror film.
It doesn't matter. We sang it back in the day.
I mean, no, like, the score to the film is like, boop, boop, boop,
like you're ready for
it. Like, oh my God, he's gonna kill these kids.
Frank, they have taken anything childlike and they've made it into a horror film. Yep, they've made it dark.
Because even with this documentary, I thought we was gonna find out dark things like, you know, his puppets were made from the socks of dead children. You know, something crazy. But nah, like this dude was squeaky clean.
He was.
All the kids in this movie are buried under his house.
So at the end of the day, y'all, what y'all gonna do? Ticket or skip it? Let's start
ticket!
With
it. Ticket! Yes!
I'll take it.
Ticket! Yes!
All the way around.
We're all going?
Yes. Cool. Yes. Let's all go together!
Yes!
And the little trolley from Make Believe Land. Don't go anywhere, because coming up, Andrew Froehn gets cooking tips from Gordon Ramsay, and spoiler alert, it doesn't go well. Stay tuned.
Oh, uh-oh. Lord.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, Gordon Ramsay's newest Fox show, 24 Hours to Hell and Back, starts this Wednesday. Gordon yelled at our man Andrew Froehn during an interview. You gotta check it out.
Okay, explain to me in the new show, because you have like 10,000 shows now on the air across the world. Explain to me the premise of the new show.
24 Hours to Hell and Back is a chance for me to go into restaurants incognito, whereby kitchen nightmares, they knew I was coming, they tidied up, they cleaned the fridges out, and they put their best behavior on the plate. 24 Hours is the opposite. We have a CCTV set up prior to me getting there, so I have that collateral damage, which is great for me. So beards, fat suits, molds, dogs, kids, weird cars, and smelling pretty gross. No one's got any idea that it's me. I'll experience the food, I'll shoot into the bathroom, rip all this stuff off, and come out and plant myself in the middle of the dining room. And then, ladies and gentlemen, knife and forks down, I'm back. Stop what you're doing, get the out of here, and let me show you something that you need to see.
Oh my God.
This is bad.
I said there's something stench of stink and disgust. Just smell that for me.
I know.
The whole place contaminated. Take it away now. I was with a band in New Orleans, and I'm on this bass guitar. And I'm telling my band, don't eat the food, because I know how bad it is. And of course, they're like hungry band members. I said, okay, let's just get some toast. So we get some toast and think, no, don't eat the toast. And band member said, how can someone up toast? I said, it's not that, it's what it's cooked in. He said, well, it's a toaster, isn't it? I said, not really. Inside the toaster was a 4-inch mouse.
What the?
So
that's disgusting.
Language, please.
Sorry.
I tipped this toaster upside down and I said to the lady, look at this thing, it's crispy, it's dry, it's full of dust. She said, we don't use that side of the toaster. As if that's acceptable to put the bread in the toaster on the left-hand side because the mouse was buried on the right-hand side.
It's for bread, not a hamster wheel.
Gordon, I can't cook.
So?
I can't.
Seriously?
I can't.
Scrambled eggs?
I can scramble an egg.
Right.
But what,
Tell me through your scrambled eggs first.
So I crack the egg, mm-hmm. and I put olive oil. I don't use butter. Mm-hmm. Olive oil, and then I just scramble it at low heat.
Disgusting. First of all, you don't put olive oil in scrambled eggs. Let's get that right.
But I thought it's healthier.
No, it's not healthier. When do you season, at the beginning or the end?
I just put, you know what? Actually, Oprah Winfrey told me to use truffle zest in eggs.
For God's sake. You can't cook. Now you're talking about truffle zest.
Hey, Oprah told me.
Yeah, well, let me sort Oprah out.
Okay.
Yeah, Oprah's an amazing lady, but yeah. She's not an expert in scrambled eggs. Let's get that right.
All right, okay, we got it right. So kick me through.
So, 3 eggs into a pan, no seasoning, small knob of butter. Onto the stove, 3 minutes, off. Onto the stove, 1 minute, back off. You can't overcook those eggs. Wait, you're about to say. Teaspoon of creme fraiche that slows down the cooking process, salt, pepper, fresh chives, that is it. You are done. Don't you dare ever use olive oil ever again. I'll tell your mother. And secondly, who do you think you are now? The big shot, presenter, and you're using olive oil in your scrambled eggs. What's happened to you? Does your mum know you use extra virgin olive oil on scrambled eggs?
You should tell her. Tell Nancy.
Nancy, you thought you gave birth to a gem. Happy Mother's Day, but I'd like to apologize on his behalf.
Thanks, man.
Good to see you, man. As always.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. The thirst trap is officially open. Now, everybody's been following the whole Pusha T and Drake thing, right?
Yeah.
So, Pusha T revealed that Drake was allegedly hiding a baby with porn star Sophie Bousseau. So, Iman Shumpert also managed to get dragged into that whole situation as one of the celebrities that may have slept with her. So, in a recent interview, Iman decided to end the speculation and confirm that he and Sophie did have interactions. But that was a long time ago before he got with Teyana Taylor. Like, nothing recent, right? So, perhaps more revealing, though, was the fact that he said that Teyana kind of already knew about it because he revealed that he gave his wife a hit list of the women that he's been with so she would never be publicly embarrassed.
Oh, okay. And he's an athlete, so I think that's fair.
That would have been a long list.
It sure damn would have been.
I'm sure he put everybody.
He sure did.
Yeah, he probably just put the ones that if they came out, it could be a little embarrassing.
Yeah, he edited that list.
You got to round down to the nearest 30.
Yes, because I'm sure he forgot a couple.
He sure did.
But I would imagine it would be a situation where you probably only name, like, the high-profile people.
Yeah, right, exactly. No names don't really
ring
a bell. You definitely got to name porn stars.
Yeah.
People need to know that.
And celebrities.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because you wouldn't know Sally or whoever anyway.
No. Yeah, the girl from the Popeye's Chicken commercial.
Yeah, right.
There's a couple people you omit. Yeah. I mean, but could y'all see yourself doing the same thing? Like, let's just say if you hooked up with somebody that was also in the business, too, and you don't want them having no awkward interactions with somebody in a party, would you tell them all the famous people that you hit?
Yep, I think you should. I really do. And I feel Yeah, I think you should. I think you should let them know. You wouldn't want anybody to tell them something that they don't know. Like, would never want anybody to be have one up on my man or vice versa. You shouldn't want to have a woman have a one-up on me.
Well, I would probably wait and let them know if I know they may end up being around each
other. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I ain't finna be like, hey, I was with A, B, C, D, E, F, G. If you only finna see G at this party, I'ma only tell you about G. Because, well, I want you to feel like I done slept with the whole world.
All right, y'all, it's time for...
It's the Damn Girl!
I don't know if you guys are ready for summer yet, but it is obvious that Iggy Azalea is ready, y'all. Check out these pictures that she just released.
Somebody got the ground effect kit put on.
She looks amazing.
Yeah.
Y'all remember when they had those pictures like, oh, she doesn't look that good. She showed y'all. She came back and shut it down.
The foundation on that house is settled.
Get body done, though.
This is
okay, let's talk about getting body done. Now, this is what Iggy has copped to. She said that she had her nose done. Now, she said that she had her breast done, but she did not say she had her waist lipo. She didn't say she had a booty done at all.
Now, girl, you know we seen that picture the last time we reported on this. She was sitting at the pool, and she looked like she was sitting on the inner tube.
She's a lot.
I need Maury to come in and be like, that is a lot.
Sitting on the float.
She looks really good.
She got that kangaroo belt.
What's the name of your doctor, girl?
Okay.
Just DM me real quick.
Coming up, would you use a live alligator to reveal the sex of your baby at a gender reveal party? No. Well, people here in the South are different. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, there's a gender reveal party that I think you and I would both be into going to. And there was a family in Louisiana who used their pet alligator to let everybody know at the party whether they were having a boy or a girl.
Alligators and babies. This doesn't sound like a good idea.
Well, what they did is they put a watermelon in the pet alligator's mouth, and when the pet alligator bit into it, take a look. I mean, if you've ever wondered what hillbillies look like, that's it.
What are you talking about? That I thought that was your family until the alligator
right?
showed up.
That's why I can say that. I'm able to say that. That is, I'm from Southern Indiana. That was every wedding reception, baby shower, bridal
shower. That guy looked like your cousin Wanda.
Yes, sister-in-law, but whatever.
She's your sister. She'd have had a baby reveal party, but she'd know she's pregnant because she weighs 700 pounds.
It's always too late for the reveal. It's like no one's around when the actual reveal happens. You're like, oh, well, my God.
The reveal was actually the reveal. Yeah. It's a boy.
Oh, you didn't even give us time to go get an alligator. What the hell?
Woodrow provided by Robert Grant. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.